All right, today is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So,
I love it. There's a lot going on over there. He's got the big island on. He's got the little islands on.
If you feel like wearing a Hawaiian shirt and some jeans today when you go into work, go ahead and do that.
In fact, on this day, and you'll know where I'm going a little bit later.
Oh, yeah?
I think you ought to kick your shoes off, put some hole in your jeans. Put on kind of maybe a Madras shirt or a really kind of flowery shirt.
I got that.
Kick back because today, my friends,
is Friday.
Woodstock.
3 days of peace, love, and music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peace, love, and understanding.
And that's what our question is going to be about.
Yeah.
We're going to do about 2 or 3 days of Woodstock stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
I'm going to slide through the mud over here and answer and listen to this question.
Yeah, your hyacinth on your shirt just smiled.
I'm ready, baby.
All right.
Yeah.
32 acts were billed to play at what was advertised. An aquarium exposition.
Mm-hmm.
3 days of peace and music.
Yeah, well.
The nearest town wasn't Woodstock.
No.
Name the actual town in New York where the concert was held.
Ooh. Now, that's a tough question.
That's a tough question. Name the actual town in New York where the concert was held.
Yeah.
The name Woodstock came from the promoters who had a studio that called their studio, the recording place, Woodstock Recording. Uh-huh. But the town actually was not Woodstock.
Mm.
That's what we're asking here. Go to your closet, drag out the old poster, or from one of those
bell bottoms
that maybe you were there.
Yeah, or you can go topless if you like. A lot of people did.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, boy. Had some good music. That's for
unbelievable
sure.
Music. In fact, I am going to hopefully find it on Netflix, and I'm going to watch it over the weekend.
Oh, really?
I'm going to watch the movie.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, all right. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I'm going up country. Thank you, Freddie. That's the question.
My living room will be Max Yasger's farm. Call us with the town.
I love it. Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Are you saying Woodstock was actually held close to the town of Bethel, New
York?
You
are correct.
Yeah, I don't know why that stuck in my mind.
Very good. Town of Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the Catskills near the hamlet of White Lake and in the town of Bethel, which is actually 43 miles southwest of the town of Woodstock.
Yeah.
But we go back again to the executive producers and the promoters of the concert. They had a recording studio, which they named Woodstock.
Yeah.
And that's why it stuck for the name of the overall festival for the weekend.
Well, Bethel wouldn't have been quite as catchy.
Nah, it doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't. Yeah. And we wouldn't remember it after all this time.
That is absolutely correct.
Have you ever stopped and thought about how many people claim to have been at Woodstock?
Well, I mean, I had a chance to go.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get off work because I was lifeguarding at Polo Pool in Winston-Salem, and nobody could take my shifts.
Can you imagine how different your life would be if you had gone?
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Man. I wish I'd been there, but I was not.
I'd still be washing the mud out of the jeans.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It was quite a thing.
It was a once-in-a-historical-era moment.
They tried to recreate it in 1999, which was an absolute disaster.
It was a disaster. It
really
was an embarrassment.
It was awful.
It was a horrible aberration of what had been the first go-round.
Yep. Exactly. For the most part, wrong bands, wrong everything.
The wrong crowd.
People trying to rip off people.
Oh, man.
There was all kinds of abuse and everything else. So, hey, I don't even want to talk about that.
Nah.
But that's a great question.
Right, so I'm going to let you know over the weekend if we get together. Okay?
All right.
So I'll see everybody on Monday. Happy Woodstock. Get out your Sly and the Family Stone and your 10 Years After and Crosby, Stills, and Nash and put your disc down on the turntable.
All right. Well, hey, Wavy Gravy's coming, too.